Hello, this is Ethan Adelman at Drug Policy Alliance. We're having a live audio chat today, a live chat about election 2004. We've had a few more of these chats in the past with Ram Dass and Ira Glasser and also with the writer Eric Schlosser. Today my guest is my colleague, Bill Piper. Bill directs the Office of National Affairs in Washington, D.C., which essentially handles our congressional relations. Before joining DPA about 4 years ago, he was director of research for the Initiative and Referendum Institute, which is a national nonprofit working to preserve and expand the rights of voters to change public policy through the ballot box. And he also worked for U.S. Term Limits, which is the largest grassroots organization working to enact term limits on elected officials. Now, obviously, neither of his positions in his previous jobs reflect on his work here. We'll be talking about election 2004 with a focus on the federal elections, some commentary on the state elections, and the implications for drug policy reform. Now, let me just handle a couple of housekeeping measures right here. First, if you'd like to ask a question and you haven't already sent it in, just click on the link that says Submit a Question, the screen on the right-hand side of your computer screen. Okay. And secondly, in terms of how you're listening to us now, I know the computer seems a bit like a radio in this case, but the technology is a bit more fragile. So if you lose the audio stream during the course of the chat, probably all you need to do is to click again on the green play button on your Real Player. And this should enable you to pick up on the audio stream again. Okay, and once again, you want to ask a question, just hit that Submit a Question button. Now, as you know, Drug Policy Alliance, we are the leading organization in the country promoting alternatives to the war on drugs. We represent people across the political spectrum, Republicans and Democrats, Libertarians and Greens, Independents, and every other party we believe. You know, essentially, we're the people who believe the war on drugs is doing more harm than good. Now, obviously, the election is going to have some interesting implications for what happens on drug policy. And so, Bill, let me throw this first question at you. Okay. How much difference is it really going to make? A number of the people who sent in questions said, is it really going to make a difference whether or not Bush gets reelected or Kerry gets reelected in terms of drug policy? What do you think?
Well, in the big scheme of things, it doesn't make a difference. Because they both support drug prohibition, and, you know, including the destructive Latin American drug war. They both called for tougher penalties for drug traffickers, and neither one of them is going to legalize marijuana or otherwise end the drug war. But there are significant differences. For instance, Kerry supports, you know, reforming federal mandatory minimums, while the Bush administration has opposed even minor sentencing reforms. The Bush Kerry has said that he would put a moratorium on the DEA's medical marijuana raids and look, you know, at least examine making medical marijuana available to patients, while the Bush administration continues to waste law enforcement resources arresting patients and their caregivers in California and throughout the country. Bush has been good at increasing funding to fight the spread of AIDS, but hasn't lifted the federal ban on using federal funding for needle exchanges. Kerry has promised to do that. And as a prosecutor, Kerry said that, you know, he tried to avoid prosecuting people for marijuana possession so that he could concentrate on major drug traffickers and violent criminals, whereas, you know, this administration claims, you know, claims that marijuana is more dangerous than cocaine or heroin and has actually shifted resources towards arresting marijuana offenders. So if you're talking about the big picture, should we end drug prohibition or not, you know, there's very little difference between Kerry and Bush.
Well,
but there are nuances, and since change is made on the margin, those nuances matter.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I mean, it's an interesting question also about what candidates say when they're running. I mean, I remember that when George Bush was running a few years ago, there was a comment he made about leaving medical marijuana to the states. And he said, let's review the mandatory minimums. I think that they may go too far here, and there is a problem with the racial bias against African Americans. And he also talked about being in recovery and how that would shape the way he was dealing with drugs. I mean, what do you see in terms of the continuity between the things that Bush said when he was running for office and what he's practiced since that time?
Well, there's been almost no continuity, with the exception that he promised to increase funding for drug treatment, and has significantly increased funding for drug treatment. He did say good things on medical marijuana, good things on mandatory minimums. A lot of the people he appointed, Rumsfeld and others, said good things about how we're not going to be able to incarcerate our way out of this, how, you know, we're not going to be able to go after supply. It has to be demand-oriented. And I remember we were cautiously optimistic. In fact, I think you even wrote an op-ed, you know, wondering if Bush would be, you know, kind of like Nixon going to China on drug policy reform. And fortunately, I think both, you know, September 11th altered a number of things, and he, you know, his conservative base just wanted him to crack down on drugs, and so he ended up, you know, he went from thinking about demoting the drug czar's office and kicking it completely out of the cabinet, which is something that Clinton thought about, and Clinton chickened out, and Bush thought about it, and, you know, ended up chickening out as well. And so it's common for candidates to say one thing, and then when they're elected, to do another.
Yeah, no, I think the piece that Bill is referring to for our listeners was an op-ed I wrote in the LA Times in 2001, which you can find on our website, drugpolicy.org. And it basically asked the question, was there any chance that Bush might pull a Nixon goes to China on drug policy? And I basically connected the dots among all the Republicans who had called for a change in drug policy. I mean, that included, you know, obviously, you know, libertarian economists like Milton Friedman, William Buckley, the editor, but also Gary Johnson in New Mexico. It included Tommy Thompson, the former governor of Illinois, or governor of Wisconsin, who had supported needle exchange when he was there. It included Colin Powell, who had, in his Republican speech at the Republican National Convention, said there's too many young black men behind bars and we have to change what we're doing about this. You know, it appointed Rumsfeld saying, talking about the futility of interdiction. And I think the bad news then, obviously, was that he had appointed John Ashcroft as Attorney General, John Walters as drug czar, John Walters a former protege of William Bennett, and of course Asa Hutchison as the head of the DEA. And in some sense, you know, whereas there are powerful strands within the Republican Party that do support drug policy reform, in fact, that even go even further than the Drug Policy Alliance does and calls for, you know, widespread, you know, or for full-scale legalization, that has remained the minority voice so far as drug policy is concerned. And I think, as Bill said, virtually everything that's happened since, except for increasing funding for drug treatment and giving a little more lip service to that, has basically been bad. The Justice Department was directed to look at the mandatory minimums, and they concluded there was no problem. You know, on the issue of needle exchange, so far as we